to Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Top 10 most quotable, notable quotations from inaugural speeches given by our presidents. What number are we on now?
Number 4. And again, these are not necessarily my choices. I just looked this up on the internet, which
sure
makes it easier. But
yes, not a lot of time invested in the lesson plan for today. I understand.
Okay. My lifetime into it. I've spent my lifetime in this. So, but
yeah,
that's the way it is. Okay, in case you care. Number 4. This one you'll get. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
That is Ronald Reagan.
That is Ronald Reagan, 1981.
Yes.
I mean, that was a real shift in government. That was a shift in philosophy of government. I remember thinking about this. You and I are about the same age. I was in, I remember I went to Scotland in 1980. And I was looking at possibly going over there working as an assistant pastor. And people are saying, well, what about the election? Do you think Reagan is going to be elected? I says, he's going to get the nomination. And I remember then people saying, do you think that he'll be elected president? I says, boy, I don't know. Boy, he is conservative. And I remember it was a writer, I think he was for the Chicago Tribune, David Schroeder, says, the obvious fact, Ronald Reagan's too conservative to be elected president. I mean, they thought that Carter was vulnerable, but not against Reagan. And we needed somebody like George Herbert Walker Bush, who ran for president, Republican nomination, 1980 also. But Reagan went out there, and yes, he's a politician, but he believed that he could persuade people about the principles of conservatism and limited government. And you know what? He did. He's one of the few. I would say as much or more than Donald Trump, that convince people, that move people, that change people's minds about issues. He didn't just, it's often been said that a politician will put his finger up to the wind, find out which way the wind is blowing, find out which way the crowd is moving, run out ahead of the crowd, and then say, follow me. That's what a politician does. Reagan is not so much. He was convinced of his principles and spoke about it, convinced people, and won decisively in 1980 in a landslide, reelected in 1984.
Sure.
Because he believed in what he said, and he practiced it. Now, he wasn't perfect, you know, this, that, and the other. We could talk about his administration. But, I mean, he convinced people. He convinced people. Total opposite of Bill Clinton. Clinton blew with the wind. So,
yeah. One thing that I do give him credit for, I have two major problems. The two biggest critiques I have of Reagan, he ran on eliminating the newly created Department of Education under Jimmy Carter in his first year in office. And he ran on undoing that, killing it while it was an infant. And he didn't get that done. I absolutely hold that against him because he actually ran on it. I have clips of him saying that we have to end the Department of Education, put it back to the states, which is what Trump and Lyndon McMahon are going to do. But
time out. Let me ask you a question. Right now, yeah, on this day, January the, what's today, the 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
In 4 years, will there be a federal Department of Education, Randy?
No.
Yes, sir. No. Okay. Let's see if we're still alive, still doing this. Let's see if you're right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't think it makes it until next New Year's. And I'm going to tell you why. Vivek Ramaswamy, Elon Musk, and the Department of Government Efficiency, after they go to the Pentagon, which $975 billion budget, almost $1 trillion a year, the Pentagon has failed the last nine fiscal audits. Failed them. Gotten an F. They have already set their sights on sending the money back to the states and terminating the Department of Education under Linda McMahon's leadership, but they aren't fully announcing it until she's confirmed by the Senate. I've got this from four different sources. Speakers, U.S. senators. I've got it from people in education. They have been approached and contacted what to do with the money. How do we give it back to the states and end up with truly school of choice, where the money follows the kids and the parents will be able to spend that money on any learning institution they want, and getting rid of the bureaucratic department there in Washington. I think it's going to be a top priority within the first year. And I don't think by next year, a year from today, mark my words, of January of 2026, U.S. Department of Education will be gone.
Okay, hope you're right. Let me ask you this. I don't know the answer to this, but it would seem to me this is going to take a congressional act to do this.
It's going to be done through the budget.
Well, but the budget is voted on by the Congress.
Right, and the Congress has total control, and if they choose to divert that money to the states for the children and not the bureaucratic agency itself controlled in Washington, do you know how many staff they have in that department in Washington?
Let me guess, a lot.
Over 13,000.
Okay, but I'm
not saying... Why do you have to have 13,000 federal employees handling and working at the U.S. Department of Education? That is pure insanity.
I agree. However, I'm just telling you, it takes a congressional act, and you got a lot of...
It will.
And you're going to get all these... I mean, moderate Republicans are going to vote to do that. Whether in the Senate or in the House, you think they're going to vote?
Elon Musk has already said he is going to be Donald Trump's George Soros. If anybody goes against his agenda and what they are putting forward, Elon Musk will personally recruit and fund the campaign to replace the congressmen and senators in the next election. They're not playing games. This is all-out hardcore baseball politics 101, and they are swinging for the fences, because Donald Trump, almost dying at the bullet of an assassin, has come to Jesus and realized he's got 4 years, the clock is ticking. He realizes now how badly he screwed up in his first administration, listening to Reince Priebus and the other rhinos giving him Jeff Sessions as his attorney general and many other mistakes, not forcing the Senate to confirm his cabinet right away. It took over a year to get some of his cabinet positions filled. That's not happening. He realizes how quickly 4 years goes by, and they're out for blood. And I don't think these politicians realize. I think this vote today for Speaker Johnson, I'm going to be watching it live. And I'm going to tell you, I think it may go through on the first round. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's money that he's given to Donald Trump and said, we will replace congressmen and senators. Brother, I'm telling you, you're going to see a different Donald Trump presidency.
Well, maybe. But I'm telling you, the empire will strike back.
Yes, they will.
That's the way it works in politics. Yep. The other side's not going to lie down. Okay, I hope you're right.
Yep.
Okay, here's the next one. You should get this one, too. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, 1961.
The most conservative Republican today, if he ran, he would be giving Donald Trump a run for his money as a conservative Republican.
Yeah, when you start viewing things, yes. Yeah, he was in many ways. He cut taxes.
Taxes, served in the Navy, pro-life, Catholic, strong on the Second Amendment. Again, this Democrat Party is not the party of JFK.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
You'll get this one, too. This is easy. These last two are easy. This is number two. This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive, and will prosper. So, first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
Well, sounds like FDR after Pearl Harbor.
FDR after, in his first inaugural, 1933. That's when the stock market had crashed and the, we were then in full depression mode.
After the Depression, not after Pearl Harbor. Got it.
Yeah, after the Depression just started. But what happened was people took their money that they could get if their bank didn't close. They'd go to the bank, pull it out, and they'd stuff it in mattresses, yep, in walls. I mean, for decades and decades, people that were remodeling their house from some older American would tear a wall down and find cash in there. Why? Because everybody was afraid to invest.
Sure.
And so when everybody takes their money out of circulation because they don't trust the system, they don't trust the banks, they don't trust anything,
yep,
they pull it back because they're afraid they want to save their money, have it in their own hands, the economy just grinds to a halt.
Yeah.
And so what it does, it paralyzes the economy. Yep. The economy was paralyzed.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, and it just spiraled out of control. And FDR now, was in office when was that the basis for him to get elected that first term?
Oh, for sure, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Herbert Hoover was, listen, if you're in office and a depression hits, you get blamed.
Yep.
It's the economy, stupid. It's the way it works. And so, and I do believe what he's saying here. This is a good quote. We have nothing to fear. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's true. You can't live in fear.
Well, my acronym for fear?
Tell me.
False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real is fear. Stop and think about it. Because if you are so, like you say, crippled by your fear, and it's false evidence, it's not really true. The money, once it starts circulating again, frankly, because of the federal government, FDR's Social Security and all the things that happened thereafter, finally people started to trust and have faith again, and it started moving the economy.
Well, I'll make a statement on that after the break.
All right, you have 3 minutes to ponder your rebuttal. Duly noted, sir. Final segment of today's history lesson. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. So, okay, your rebuttal to my FEAR acronym.
Yes. No, your acronym is fine. I'm talking about what Roosevelt did not bring the Depression to an end. Oh, we're going to have the government intervene and create this program and that program, and we're going to circulate the money, you know, and we're going to do that. We're going to prime the pump.
No, it was actually Pearl Harbor in World War II.
You see, that whole theory there is Keynesian economic theory.
Sure.
Maynard Keynes was the guy, and John Maynard Keynes had this theory. You prime the pump, your government spends the money, deficit spending, that'll get things going, but it doesn't. It didn't.
Right. It did
it
not.
It did not work. Okay. No. And all it brought us was a step towards socialism. Okay, so here's the last one. Here's the last one. You'll get this in a heartbeat. And it is good. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep, 1865, his second inaugural address. It was so good. I mean, look, the war was coming to an end. It wasn't over yet, but it was coming to an end. We knew it was. And things were looking good. Now, we didn't know for sure yet, but it was looking good. And he's already looking past that. With malice toward God, we don't hate anybody. With charity for all. We love everybody. And Lincoln could see that this war was a punishment on the country for the sins, for the sin of slavery, on the country, both North and South, he said.
Yep.
Oh, we just hate the Southerners. They're the ones that brought this upon us. No, it was Northerners and Southerners. So you know what? We're not mad at anybody. Let's get past this. I mean, he truly wanted to unite the country. Now, he never got the opportunity. He was assassinated. And I'm not sure there would have been, problems, acrimony, even if he'd have been president. But Andrew Johnson just didn't have the support of the country and a political skill to guide the country through this. So it's hard to blame him because he did the best that he could. But he just couldn't do.
Whoop, your mic button muted. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. On the inaugural dates, 1864 election would have been the following 1865. It had been in March versus January 20th at that time, right?
Correct.
Okay, so with him giving this speech in March of 1865, and then I believe he was shot on Tax Day, April 15th of 65. He only lived about a month or so after giving this speech.
Right, right. I think he was shot on the 14th, died on the 15th.
Right.
Yes.
So did the Titanic go down on the 15th of April and many others? There's kind of a whole thing about April 15th. Refresh my memory, who was Abraham Lincoln's vice president?
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson.
Yes, and he was from Tennessee. He was the only sitting Southern senator that when his state seceded from the Union, he didn't. He stayed in the Senate. He didn't believe in secession.
Uh-huh.
And Lincoln chose him and say, look, I've got a Southern VP.
Sure.
He didn't expect to get assassinated, and the radical
so-called does.
the radical Republicans in the House and Senate, Charles Sumner and Thaddeus Stevens, they didn't like Johnson, and they wouldn't work with him. And Johnson didn't have the skills of Lincoln, who did though. And so we had a turmoil in politics afterward, but eventually, obviously, we have a country still, so it worked out. But he wanted to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him to have borne the battle and his widow and his orphan, both North and South.
Yeah.
We want peace. And he wanted
peace. Love and compassion for each other.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't get a chance to do it, but what a great line, though.
Yeah. And then was Grant elected then after in the next election? Or did Johnson win an election?
No. I don't remember. No, Johnson never won. Grant was elected in 1868.
68 was Grant. Got it.
Yes.
Good history lesson, good discussion. If you're ever going to do any lists like this, don't ever use anything from Barack Hussein Obama. That's not allowed on my show. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a couple of text messages about that comment, by the way. I'm not going to mention them on the air, but we got some comment. Hey, you are going to be doing church on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Right.
And they're talking about more snow. It's coming. Hey, guess what, folks? It's wintertime. So get down the Royal Tire and get some snow tires and then make it to church on Sunday in person, because Pastor Jeffsfield's lonely there on these snow days. He can't be in church by himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I appreciate you guys doing it. And tell Annette thank you. She's a real warrior of the day she can be there and help us with the communication. One little key, I don't know if it's something that can be adjusted or not, but your clock is running at the pulpit, running about 10-15 seconds slow. You're actually, we're hearing you and other folks milling around there about 10 seconds faster than what you have on your clock.
Okay, thanks.
Just want to let you know that. Appreciate you, and we'll see you on the radio on Sunday, sir.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
Okay, God bless. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.